Good morning, podcast audience, and as always, particularly my branch in Columbus, Ohio. This is Ken Hodge, branch president of Columbus, Ohio, with the summary of both days of trial I had to attend and the horror story that took place within the confines of what we were doing. Now, when I say within the confines of what we were doing, what I mean is there's a backstory to everything that I'm going through right now. And that backstory, I'm going to give you the basis or the mission statement. Get Ken Hodge kicked off the ballot. And I'm pretty certain that that story was formulated by our local president. And you have to ask yourself a question. If Kenny Hodge wasn't able to lead Local 304, would headquarters be going through all of the nonsense they're going through right now in order to get me kicked off the ballot? I believe they are very aware that the members of Local 304 realize it's time for a change, and that change is Kenny Hodge. But their allegiance to the current president won't allow them to accept that fact, but I'm pretty certain they know that fact. Now, here we go. I was dragged down to, I like to use the word drag, I drove down to Cincinnati, Ohio for a trial because I was being accused of some silly allegations. I'm not going to give you too much more on day one because I podcast on that yesterday, but I want to tell you something. And I want the podcast audience, and particularly my members in Columbus, Ohio, just ponder this and think about this for a second. One of the main allegations against me was I held a Step 3 grievance, or I intended to be a Step 3 signer, or had my signature on a Step 3 grievance. Now, again, the document in question is clearly marked EEO settlement. Everyone who signed it signed in or as EEO participants. But now let me tell you something. This grievance was apparently at Step 3, and the local union didn't get it done. So what happens is this. I hold an EEO. We bring the gentleman back to work. Now, this is where I say it gets the horror story starts. The local president is aware that that grievance was pulled, withdrew by the union, not by Kenny Hodge. So the local president being aware that the Tour 2 Chief Stewart withdrew the grievance, but yet the local president allowed a trial board to be convened because I was charged for settling or signing on a Step 3 grievance. Did you hear what I said? The local president knew that the grievance was withdrew by the union, not by Kenny Hodge. So if the union had not withdrew the grievance, then they would still be active at Step 3, period. But yet, the local president encouraged the Tour 1 Chief Steward to file charges against me over a process that he himself was aware and had to authorize for it to be done, but yet he allowed me to be charged. You see, this is what I'm talking about, that dirty, underhanded politics that take place within your union. Within your local. But you know what? Because I podcast my thoughts and I podcast that particular sequence of events, the local president looks at that as maligning the union. Maligning the union. That's the word that they like to use when it comes to my podcast. Well, let me tell you something. Because I podcast my perspective, and I'll say this. What I say to you happens in Local 304. I can verify everything that I put on my podcast. Everything I put on my podcast. And when we get to court, or if we get to court, and these witnesses have to be subpoenaed, you're going to be surprised at the testimony that you're going to hear. All of this surrounds the fact, or all of this surrounds the idea emanating from our local president that Kenny Hodge should not be on the ballot. And I say to you again, whatever happened to the process of if you don't like the candidate, don't vote for him? But I think he's very nervous that you're going to like my leadership style. So rather than leave that up to a ballot of the membership, he's going to go ahead and put a conspiracy in play that I never reached the ballot. Well, I'm here to tell you, Ken Hodge is here to represent the members in Local 304. Ken Hodge will be on the ballot. Ken Hodge will continue to keep members informed. And Ken Hodge will do an outstanding job leading Local 304. Now, I'll give you the rest of the summary. Day two was very positive from my perspective because the branch president of Mansfield, who levied the charges, didn't appear to support his allegations. And I don't want to sound cocky or anything other than very appreciative. And I appreciate that the branch president didn't appear, regardless of what his reason for not appearing was. But I do want to point out something that transpired with him not appearing. As the hour grew close for the trial to start, the individual was not there. And there was a question asked by the board to the board, are we going to call him? And it was just a little sad, the responses that came from that board, no, we're not calling him. He knew he had to be here. I mean, and I know this sounds very awkward when you hear me taking this position, but I'm simply saying here is a active member of Local 304. He is bringing charges to support that nonsense that the local headquarters has in play of getting me kicked off the ballot, but yet you don't even reach out to support him. I mean, not that you support his charges. I'm just saying you don't reach out to support him as an active member of your local. So to the trial board, I would like to say, if it was a game or some intent on your part to make that branch president seem very irresponsible, I want you to know in this case, you did a good job. Nonetheless, as per our Constitution, if the person bringing the charges does not appear to support his allegations, then those charges are dropped. So, you know, I'm still dealing with day one, them accusing me of trying to hold a Step 3 grievance, but the other two issues brought by the Mansfield branch president has been dropped. And again, not sounding arrogant in any shape, form, or fashion, I do say thank you to that branch president, and I hope whatever kept you from the trial wasn't an emergency, and if it was, I hope all is well with you. So to sum this up, still answering charges from day one. On day two, it was a constitutional defect or error on the part of the individual bringing the charges. Therefore, as per the Constitution, the charges had to be dropped. But I want to say a little something about the trial board of Columbus, Ohio, or Local 304. And that is the manner in which these charges were dropped. I am very appreciative that the trial board had the knowledge present to make that decision. But then it makes me wonder, if you can make a decision such as following the Constitution as it is written, how is it possible that you could also make a decision to neglect the Constitution, have a trial against me without me being notified, and find me guilty? You see, the only difference now is you were being viewed. I was present in that environment. So is your message that only if the members observe what you do, will you do it correctly? Is that the message that you're sending? And I want to also reiterate my objection to having this trial board hear my case. And that is, in this case, day two of the trial, constitutionally, it had to go the manner in which it went. But if the trial board gets any opportunity to deliberate on any information, evidence, or documents that's being submitted against me, I have very little confidence that they're going to do that fairly. And let me tell you why, so you don't think I'm just, again, pulling things out of the sky. The trial board is made up of seven individuals, three of which are personally appointed by your local president. Yeah, I say appointed because a phone call, and because he appointed them, see, he has that power to remove them. They're not elected. Two of which is his vice president and the treasurer. That's part of the team. So when I say to you that I still have no confidence in the local 304 trial board hearing any case against me, I just want you to know my feelings haven't changed one bit. And I'm not trying to sound cocky or anything else. I'm giving you my perception of how it is. And again, in this case, there was no vote. There was no deliberation. Constitutional violation. Constitution says dismiss. We had to dismiss. But I said then, and I maintain, that the local 304 trial board deliberating or making any decisions against or for Ken Hodge based on the conflict of the fact that most of my issues are with their boss, I don't think that they're in a position to make a fair choice. If they make a fair choice, then they run the risk of upsetting the boss. And based on my current fight, they see what that can get you. So again, I just don't have any confidence in them. And again, I want to say, doesn't mean I don't have confidence in them individually, but collectively, they are there to represent their local president's desire, and that desire is to get me removed from the ballot. So have a nice day, and hopefully we can get back to contractual items and get out of my personal life for a second, but I'm willing to share the good and the bad, because my desire is to motivate you to get informed and then stay informed with the goings-on in your local. Kenny Hodge, have a great day.